Once we know some detail, I communicate to you. Mithy, many questions remain about contacts multidimensional, sorry but you could still be a little more specific. Another dimension is another reference site for viewing and observation, undetectable by the standards of previous dimension. The scales of frequency in a given dimension defines how the brain functions are developed in their stages of activation, with consequent changes in the genome sequence and direct changes in the DNA of societies and people in that dimension. Another dimension is a different level of quantum energy. It does not interact with different dimensions as their matter does not touch. It's like you want to pick your shade with your hand. You know that the shadow exists, it is real, but is subject to the existence of a light source. It is only the absence of energy. A being from another dimension could never be seen with your eyes of the third dimension, even if he wants to be showing you. When I say you confuse dimension with levels of frequency, it is because you have not realized that there is no physical possibility of the matter interaction between dimensions. You are the zero level of the third dimension. Even being Krulians level 8, they cannot see beings of the fourth dimension, because it is impossible. You can see the Krulians and dozens of other breeds of various levels of brain activation as are all in the same dimension. The Krulians, like many other superior races, they can prevent minds less activated even realize his physical presence, with a simple blocking of these brain images. I can also do this. I would be expounding on the many differences in the 10 levels of brain activation of the third dimension for hours, and you would fall in yourself about the utopia of talking about multidimensional contacts. Keep in your minds that the whole universe in which we live is in the third dimension. The fourth dimension lives in a totally different level of energy, off the third dimension. Only your spirits, or as we call our light, goes to an intermediate level belonging to the fourth dimension while waiting for your return to school of the third dimension. The earth will not for the fourth dimension, nor if you all die, so that the earth is not going anywhere, just you. Any well-meaning person talking about of other dimensions, you can be sure that they are confusing the meaning of the word dimension with different levels of brain activation of the third dimension. Maybe this idea has been inculcated into your popular culture by your elites, and it seems that they had enough effect. You will now get to level 1, your brains will become a new phase of activation, and your DNA for future generations will be rewritten in the gestation of your new child. I'm pretty sure that in this new phase, not to speak more in another dimension, when you begin to know races of various levels of brain activation, will better comprehend the concept of the third dimension of our universe that we all live. Look, I do not have the habit of poeticize information and not to include religious connotations. I'm technical. I know many of you enjoy storytellers, citing references of your cultures or religions, but facts are facts. In our culture we say that for a good listener, half word is enough, so we seek to speak little, and understand much. I believe being as clear as possible so that everyone can understand this. Video 84, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 84, July 22, 2012. Mithy, you know what is in the local called Aristarchus Crater on the Moon? Well, if you're asking me is because something has been detected for you the so I can mention. This installation type crater is part of a large base in which energy is generated for the activation of two portals. The transfer of minerals Camelopidalis, and transportation gateway of the Community Galactica, both installed on your moon. All power to the facilities of several lunar bases originates there. This base is extremely well protected by a powerful force field so completely inviolate to your current standards of technology. As I already mentioned earlier, your governments have bombed some installations on the moon with missiles on several occasions, and so are totally forbidden to set foot again on that planet. But Mithy, by what right, these bases are installed on a moon? You must understand once and for all, that the moon does not belong to Earthlings. No planetoid, be it a moon or a planet inhabited, belong to the whole community in that region. There are no property deeds to the heavenly bodies. When a society colonizes a planet, it becomes sovereign, and as that society is there, it will be possessed of all its resources. The galactic communities control resource exploitation in the inhabited planets within their areas, preventing abuses and disputes over resources. Your planet, from the next frequency change, should be recognized as a sovereign society, and thereafter any exploitation of resources on your planet will require the consent of your leadership to happen. For this reason, there is a large movement of scientists from different races to finish their projects for the sampling of animal, vegetable and mineral of your planet until the end of this year. The mining authorized by your elites in exchange for technologies will all be cancelled by the Galactica community, as your elites do not officially represent the planet since there is no approved society to be represented. Under the supervision of the community Galactica, a council should be formed during the early years of the new colony, and yes, this will be the official representative of the planet Earth. A friend asks, Mithy, what was happening on the Earth at precisely 10,500 BC? Alien28.jpg Friend, 10,500 BC was a time of high development of regional independent colonies on the planet. In the pre-Cambodia, a great civilization was coming to the point of going to the level 1 of frequency, descended from Draco, a civilization of people coming from a planet orbiting a double suns, where most of them were transferred. Another civilization that was raised to level 1 of frequency was the Egyptian, who was also at this time much of its population moved to a solar system in Orion, for a colony at Aunion during the century between 10,500 and 10,400 BC. Approximately 900 years after it was transferred, civilization of Atlantis, also with the level 1 to another colony of Atownian, before a major tectonic movement that changed much the arrangement of the continents at the time. Are you and yours capable of making crop circles? If you are, will you say hello to everyone here on the planet? Maybe, just something like a smile. Everyone seems to like the smiling face. It would mean a lot to everyone. That yet I'm sure of this, thanks DW. Poet Tyler, we've done some crop circles as a gift. Many races have made crop circles to mark their presence and support for this new colony. Most of them try to put prediction of events, tips on their origin, molecular formulas and interpretations, and other symbols of their societies so that one day you recognize them in the future. I'll check with our staff about the possibility of a smile. One, that uprooted, Seba knows this for a long time, is a butterfly, of which we took several species to acclimate in our colonies by the beauty and lightness of these little beings. The humanoid in the center means that our races are similar, and the butterflies will be a connecting link between our houses. Friends, the climate of the planet is already showing its complete instability due to the weakening of the geomagnetic field, the incidence of high levels of energy, the declination of the axis of rotation and approach of your twin sun. I know most of you are prepared to face it in the next months. In these next few months, you will have news about changes in most of your solar system planets, orbital changes and strange atmospheric reactions, things to include in your records in this passage of age. These events are causing a lot of people waking up, feeling the weight of these changes in the reactions of their own bodies, to the reality of this moment of your society as a whole. Those who refuse to see will have to run with the eyes closed, with no preparation both materially and spiritually to face the facts. Do you like it or not, the incarnation of every one of you is a mere process of time. No one is without recycling, only the seeds remain for the next generation. Always remember, the survival is not the fact still incarnate, is the consciousness of the continuity of your development. These my ramblings, has no intention of creating fear, quite the contrary, is intended to make you understand the meaning of all this, and address these changes knowing how they will be essential to your future generations. Fear is a symptom of ignorance. The only real fear for you is what man himself can lead to their fellows, by greed or to keep power. Nature, in the current phase of the frequency and level of your society, is not controllable. When you're understanding to reach a level a little higher, you will see that nature can be controlled. It can react to those under his tutelage, provided there is real merit to it. Therefore, the aura of the planet is the mirror of nature reflecting the frequency of auras of its inhabitants. when you pray, or ask for protection, or amidst real feelings of embarrassment for the suffering of your brothers, whatever your spiritual doctrine, these feelings are pure energy, and contribute directly to the illumination of the aura of your home, that is, the planet Earth. Never miss the opportunity to light the aura of people who are desperate or confused. If you say you have a special and beautiful aura, I cannot see but can feel it light and strong, you will notice the face of that person altering, his aura will really light up again. Your vote of confidence did that person confused feel somehow special at that moment. You're not deceiving, you're anticipating the next step, you are actually illuminating the aura of that person. Finally, a big hug of friendship to all those who have faith, of all ethnicities, all creeds, as the humility to ask for help from the heavens to yours and your fellows, shows us which of you will be the basis of light in the aura of the new planet Earth. Video 85, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 85, July 29, 2012. Mythi, some are announcing a message from Pleiadians that they will come officially on 4th of August 2012 at Olympic Stadium in London to reveal in front of the whole world. This has some basis? Total, even a UFO was filmed during the opening ceremony. Friends, not yet the time has come. If any such announcement is being made, be prepared for another big theater of your elites. This is a typical message of misinformation deliberately presented to you. There is absolutely no statement of the Community Galactica accordingly, until the end of this year. With respect to the object filmed, it is difficult to see your actual profile through this video, but there are two possibilities. Can be a reptilian shuttle, which was visible on purpose, but 99% chance of being a hologram theater or a ship type airship purposeful built for the elites for the occasion. If there is any such hoax involving a race off the planet, the Community Galactica certainly will take the necessary punitive measures. The Pleiadians are very serious and follow the rules of CG with utmost respect. The person or organization that might be announcing this news, involving race Pleiadians, or any other member of the CG, should be brokered by your elite, because this is an untruth. You can have full assurance that this information is misleading. Your elites are preparing this type of show involving aliens as the last trump card of illusion to confuse the masses, trying to prove to the public that they were sought because they are actually the official representatives of the planet. Do not be fooled by this theater. Your elites do not represent the planet towards the Community Galactica, and never will be sought as leaders representing the ethnic groups of this colony. London Olympic UFO underscore 20120728.png UFO 2012 Olympics.jpg. Mythi, some insiders are saying that Nibiru will pass near Earth on August 4th, and passed back to the end of the month. This is actually real? No, this information is unfounded. These insiders are misinformed or ill-informing you. The system Nibiru will be seen, but this will not be next month. When going to happen the following month, I'll tell you. Stay alert but for the next big solar flare that will happen in the next days toward the Earth. Also pay close attention to the actions that your government will take in the coming days with HAARP system and with the planned attacks to your Middle East. It's all very clear, you only need to pay attention to see. See level underscore fig underscore 3.jpg. Mythi, can you explain if there was something wrong in the total melting of Greenland ice? See, one of our patrols was at the center of Greenland, and you can see that thousands of animals were literally cooked. HAARP system was used for this rapid thaw. This was a quick way to launch a huge amount of vapor in the atmosphere at this time of finalization of the restructuring plans of the planet put in place by your elites. The use of HAARP in the oceans was not being effective enough, for the heat exchange is very large in a very large volume of water, and was generating a lot of speculation because of the large number of marine animals killed in the process. The ice of Greenland, to be available, and statically located in a remote and uninhabited, it was a technical choice. The large volume of rainfall in many regions, with volumes of months, dropping in a few hours, is caused by the artificial increase in the volume of vapor in the atmosphere. The large amount of oxides released into the atmosphere over certain regions such as your North America, causes an effect of lens distributor. This makes solar energy passing through the hole of low pressure caused by HAARP in the magnetic field is more evenly spread, causing artificial heating of the climate in the region. It seems that somehow they are trying to derail all the crops, causing a decrease in food supply in this region, while floods cause the same effect in other regions of the planet. It is a plan for global destabilization, to justify the taking of decisions that will be implemented by your elites. The greater the anarchy that they can generate, they will have more justification for the implementation of plans for population reduction, and the maintenance of their power on the planet. According to them, the little men are disposable by great men, and they consider themselves great men. Your governments have been advised by the CG that if an attempt to thawing in Antarctica via HAARP, all stations of the HAARP system will be summarily destroyed. The Antarctic base remains operational and will be interpreted as a direct attack on any such attempt. Greenland underscore 228728.jpg. Mythi, many curious, has accompanied the images of camera stations in Antarctica and observed anomalies like planets should not be there at that time. What really is it? You see, the cold air mass on that continent form a kind of lens between the atmospheric layers. Just as you see the sun or the moon much larger on the horizon in your region, in Antarctica it is even more pronounced. You often see reflections in the Antarctic horizon, objects that are not there but reflecting and being magnified by these layers of different temperatures. They are mostly occasional mirages generated in that region. It's like putting a mirror in front of another. Very different temperature layers can generate these duplications in various sizes, shades and nuances. The telescopes in use in those regions must be infrared or radio telescope at various wavelengths, because the normal optical telescopes also see these atmospheric distortions. Talking about there, the satellite that you call Black Knight, which is currently in a stationary orbit over the Antarctic, will have a dynamic orbit circling the planet as inform the Archerians. It will have specific functions for which there was built 13,000 years ago. We do not know exactly what are the functions planned for it, but something must be directly connected to the control of oceanic masses. You'll have news about it, if your government decides that you should know. Dear friends, in this year 2012 the planet has the largest number of people waking up to new realities than ever. It is possible to feel these effects in the aura of the planet. The CG is completely confident that this colony will move to the next phase of development with much more than the 10% initially estimated to inhabit the new colony of level 1. This is better than expected, and we were all very pleased with the results, proving that the level of understanding is being achieved by many spontaneously. The happiness of winning new friends, eager for development and greater involvement with the universe, makes every sacrifice worthwhile. Video 86, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 86, August 07th 2012. Mythi, you know the race of aliens who were captured dead or alive in Roswell, US back in 1947? What were they? Well, I'm sure you've talked about it sometimes. In your military installations, many types of breeds that have crashed on the planet were imprisoned and studied. In 1947, there were some accidents that were brought to these facilities. One of the ships with a team of Rigel Centaurs, involving real humanoids like us, but with no survivors. Another was a ship accident with entities that you would call biotechnological, as described earlier. They were observers of another community galactic-related, which brings together thousands of systems into dozens of galaxies on the quadrant adjacent to of our community galactica. There are breeds that literally transfer their quantum energy or as you say their spirits to units we could call special quantum clothes. They can interact with the environment, doing research in remote locations and contact unhealthy civilizations less advanced, without being physically in a biological body. These suits do not require any maintenance, and can be discarded or destroyed without anyone really getting hurt. We use these costumes for research in places where it would be impossible to survive humanoid, the presence of deadly gases, oxygen starvation, extreme temperatures or dangerously unpredictable creatures. These costumes are easily recognizable because they do not have any kind of breathing holes, hearing, has no mouth or genitals. All units of this type that were taken by your government were eventually abandoned by users and stopped working after they collected the data deemed interesting during the captivity. When you interact with one of these units is directly interacting with another living being, a spirit equal to yours, more advanced, that is using a highly technological means to access that location and interact with you. The costumes are created from molecular technologies millions of years ahead, impossible to be analyzed or understood by your scientists. Mythi. They say an alien survivor there spoke of an old empire, which ruled Milky Way among many other galaxies, and that today still use the Earth as literally a prison for undesirable after a brainwashing. This has some foundation of truth. Look, friends, billions of years ago had several breeds exploring solar systems for all galaxies. The main point at the time was one-sided development of races they considered themselves as better, at the expense of what they considered disposable. They literally formed great empires, sometimes enslaving entire planets to work for them. They generated fields of high energy surrounding these planets, which made the people completely submissive and without previous memories. The whole operation was focused on the superiority of military power in order to intimidate and exploit rare and necessary ores for development of new technologies. In all corners of the universe has always happened large battles for resources, in the places considered strategic. The first groups of breeds in communities were created in an attempt to defend their region from attacks and looting of ancient imperial caste, who considered themselves more important and deserving than others. With the weakest uniting to face the strongest, a resistance network of the small and so, began to appear around 180 million years ago, a large number of galactic communities throughout the universe. Ours has only 11 million years, is one of the youngest. As they were created, they were forming a network of cooperation such as cells of a large beehive, and now can keep under control a lot of old imperial race that increasingly lose their status as most important than others. I never got into those details about you. But now I will go. Indeed, much of the regional colonies sent to your planet were problem in communities that had already reached the highest levels. Let's say that many AI problems have been sent here to settle over time in development. The large number of ethnic groups on Earth is because it has been used as troublesome colonies deposit. Very few colonies were taken away after reaching the maturity needed. The rest of the exiles sent here was all this time recycling in incarnations always here on planet Earth. But that was long ago. The planet will finally move to a new level and hold a new society with all those beings who are able to develop satisfactorily to compose this new population. So yes, the Earthlings of level 1 will be free to reincarnate in other colonies of the same level elsewhere in this vast universe. That will be the new era of integration of the planet in galactic context. I quote again, is the separation of the wheat and the weed. One thing you will learn over time and levels, the frequency of the planet is what prevents the activation of functions in the brain's zero level. All who were transferred here had their previous memories blocked by the frequency, and only then would it be possible to start again, without the resentment of past failures hampering new development approach. Now is the time of planet Earth level 1 get rid of problematic ones, which will be systematically transferred to the two planets that I mentioned earlier, for a new attempt to maturity. Mythi, many friends are asking about the pictures that NASA is making available on the last mission sent to Mars this month. This is fact or farce? Friends, please, I have explained everything about what happens on Mars today. These photos taken with low quality on purpose, contrary to the technology that you already have to take perfect pictures of landscapes, shows the little regard that your elites have by your intellectual capacity. These photos, videos, and everything else that is presented to you are totally fake. Mars is not what they are trying to instill in your heads. Mars today is very similar to Earth both in climate and in appearance. Hundreds of species of plants are acclimated and large irrigated plantations are being made. Seeds, without any genetic modification, are being used. Insect pollinators are also being acclimated and released on the planet. The dense ionosphere generated by the atmosphere generators is keeping the temperature of the planet and causing a nice greenhouse, especially in the equatorial zone. The creation of birds, animals and fish compatible with the new environment are being taken and adapted. This theater can only be to justify the use of your public resources in these private projects, but are being indecently ridiculous what they are presenting to you, as if you were really all mentally retarded. It's a shame the level of misinformation that they are imposing on you. Mithy, some are calling catastrophic events, from 17 this month, something is really going to happen. Understand that the solar system is in total imbalance in this transition period. These oscillations of geomagnetic fields by large solar emissions, causes huge distortions in the magnetic power lines that interact with other celestial bodies. A magnetic field distorted by one of these events can cause the diversion of asteroids that pass near the planet on these occasions, and can change their routes planned for totally random deviations. Starting this month, many asteroids and meteors that precede Nibiru's system, caused by shocks in the earlier passages, will pass close to the planet, but Pleiadians are monitoring. This is not the big problem right now, but the heating of the inner layers, that is increasing very rapidly. Signs of stress in the Earth's crust are indicated by the increase of volcanism and earthquakes. The so-called Pacific Ring of Fire can start a sequence of events between New Zealand and Japan at any time by following the clockwise direction to the coast of North America and South America, until the Antarctic continent. Events in Europe and Asia will follow randomly. Your scientists are monitoring the geomagnetic field and are noticing his weakened exponentially as the solar system aligns with the center of the galaxy. Your governments are following and are already preparing the sites considered safe. They are not intended to warn people for two main reasons. This population sacrifice is already part of the plans, and even if they wanted, they do not have the slightest possibility of taking the logistics of the evacuation of hundreds of millions of citizens. Pay close attention to where your elites are going these next few weeks, since the deployment plans of chaos will be performed to justify the financial bankruptcy of the economic model adopted until now. According to observers Pleiadians, the last act has begun to happen. Be alert to execute your plans to escape to safer areas when the first symptoms appeared. Video 87, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 87, August 21, 2012. Mithy, many people insist on knowing about the forecast for the arrival of Nibiru, when will be seen, and the consequences provided for the date. Is this a Nibiru system photo? 206grams.jpg, friends, I've said I'll warn you in advance. And no, this is not a picture of Nibiru, may have been set up to look like something different, but this is not the Nibiru system. Look, when the system Nibiru was isolated from its original orbit, many large asteroids traveling on the gravity of the system were left behind with the speed much diminished, but in the original route. Some may come against the planet, but in the case of a real threat of extinction will be removed by Pleiadians. Your elites know of a large asteroid that walks in route of possible collision, and is preparing a theater in case of Pleiadians deviate it from the route. You will only be notified of this approach in the nick of time, so that the theater mounted for the occasion can effectively operate. When I get more details, I will inform you. Be prepared for the next 40 or 60 days, all communication as you use in everyday life may be summarily cut. This is a plan to isolate regions and bring chaos programmed by your elites, because the people alone offer little resistance. This initiative will be taken after the introduction of martial law generally caused by counterfeit attacks, designed to guide the operation of deploying a centralized system of government and economy overall, with the use of force dictatorial. Telephones and internet will stop working globally. Your elites hoped that this event happened at the end of last year with the passage of the cometal Nincoma, but, As it was destroyed by Krulians, they had to redesign the whole agenda and prepare new plans for implementation this year. All this information is underlined in a report delivered by Pleiadians to the board of the Community Galactica. They should know better than us what is about to happen.